Mesechtes Chulin, Daf Samachay, six lines from the top of Daf Samachay Amin Aleph, and our Mishnah on Daf Nun Tessa Amin Aleph, the Mishnah stated, Simoni Behim Vachay and Nemru Natera, Visimoni Oifle Nemru, Avul Omru Chachamim, Kol Oif Haderis Tomei, and the Mishnah then brought down three additional Simoni Taira, and as the Mishnah stated, Kol Sheishle Etzba Yisera, as well as a Zephek, as well as Kokovoni Niklaf, Artar, and in our Mishnah, Rashi explained, Dereis Eichiz Bitsiparnov, Umagbiya Menak. And on Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, Rashi explained, "V'nirali shekol oif ha'nosim ragli ala ichol k'shu ichloi u'machzika b'ragli shlo yonod v'leinotol kula yitzel piv u'drisa." And we already mentioned that Taisus brings another explanation, and other Rishonim bring other explanations as well. And our Gemara begins, "Tanya, we learned the Brisa, Rav Gamliel imed deris v'ichol b'yadua shu tamei. If we find that a bird is deris v'ichol, that even if it has other simoni taira." Is still considered Tomei. However, Rav Gamliel continues, if we know that a bird is Yeshlo Etzbe Yisera, as well as a Zefek, as well as V'kukuvone Niklav, as Rashi points out, that this din of Rav Gamliel is going back on his previous halacha, and Rav Gamliel is talking about a case where this bird is also in a Dereis, and V'yeshlo Yishlo Yishisimonim, the Havlu Abba, and therefore it has all four Simonim, then B'yadu Ashu Tar. Certainly in this case, the bird would be Tar. However, as we already learned that even if a bird would not have all four simanim, then it would still be possible that it is tar. However, Ayin Taisis and Daf Samach Alv Homin Aleph, where Taisis is Chaylik and Rashi, and he holds that Rav Gamliel is teaching us that if we find that a bird has these three simanim, then we can be certain that this bird is not deres, and therefore this bird is certainly tar. And Ayin Taisis and Daf Samach Alv Homin Aleph in Diba Maskel Kol Oifa Deres Tomei, where Taisis bothered Vim Taimar, Behechi Kimul Rabbanon Hachmil. So, how do we know this klal? As v'chikanigei oy blistri hayu shebarku kol oifis tarim ve'in shum oif tar dares armin lekamon. If we already learned in Daf Samach Gimel that loifis tarim ain misbar, and Taisus explains v'yesh leimad d'shem a kabbala hoysel miyemais neyach shehikur mikol oif tar ubodekas kulam masal dares shein oif tar dares ayin shum. Now Brisa continues that we already saw in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Tesem Aleph that Reb Elazar ben Tzadok Omer kol. Now Brisa now expands on the member of Reb Elazar ben Tzadok and explains what Reb Elazar ben Tzadok meant. And as the Brisa continues, Reb Elazar ben Tzadok Omer, "Moischem loy chut shel meshicha im chilek is raglov shtayim lekan tamei shol shelkan v'achas lekan tar." Now we would be boidek a bird. We would stretch out a string or a wire and have the bird stand on that string or wire. And if it places two of its etzbois on one side of the wire and the other two of its etzbois on the other side of the wire, then we know that this bird is tamei, and as Rashi explains, that this is a simon that it's dares. However, if the bird would place three of the etzbois on one side of the wire and one etzba on the other side of the wire, then it is still possible that this oif would be tar. And in Rashi on Daf Nun Tesem and Aleph, that if the bird would be chilukas raglov, then it would be tamei, as be a duashu dares. And in the Rishonim who are chiluk and Rashi, and the Brisa continues, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, kol oif chiluk mina. Avir Tomei, and Rav Shimon Elazar teaches us that any bird that will catch its prey while flying in the air, that is another simon that this bird is Tomei. The Gemara now asks on the Braisa that Tziporta Nami Mikla Kolta, that we know there's a kosher bird called the Tziporta, and we know that it catches its prey while it's flying in the air. And L'chayit is says to the words of Rav Shimon Elazar. However, the Gemara answers that Amabaya Kol Va'ichol Kamrinon, that Inachanami, when Rav Shimon Elazar stated the Kolayfa Kolim and Avir is Tomei, it doesn't just mean that it catches prey while it's flying in the air, but it will catch its prey and also eat the prey while it's flying in the air, and that is a simon that this bird is tamei. However, while it's true that its part is mikla kolta and it catches its prey while it's flying in the air, but it actually will place its prey down on the ground prior to eating it, and therefore it is tar and it is kosher. The Gemara now continues and goes back to the Braisa as achirim imrim shachirim tameim tamei. If a bird lives together with other birds that we know are tamei, so certainly that bird is tamei. However, im tahirim tar, if a bird lives together with other birds that we know are tar, then certainly that bird would be tar. However, others explain that the Gemara doesn't mean that it would certainly be tar. The Gemara just means that potentially it would be tar. The Gemara now continues on Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. We saw a machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim, as Rabbi Elazar learned that when the pasuk states as ha'ariv l'minoi, the word l'minoi is coming to include a bird called the zazir. As even though the the Zazir is not exactly similar to the Erev. However, Lemaisa, we find that the Zazir lives together with the Erev. Therefore, it is Tamei. The Chacham hold that the Zazir is actually Tar. The word Leminoi is coming to include other birds that are similar to the Erev. Those birds would be Tamei. And Lemaisa, Achim just taught us that Shachin and Tameim is Tamei. And therefore, our Gemara states, command that who is Achim going like? And it would seem that he's going to Rebbe Lezer, like the sheet of Rebbe Lezer. And generally, we know that we don't pass him like Rebbe Lezer, as Rebbe Lezer Shamuti. How could it be that Achim would pass him like Rebbe Lezer? Where do we find the sheet of Rebbe Lezer? The Tanyan, as we learned to the Brisa, Rebbe Lezer Imel Loy Lechinam Halach Zazir Eitzel Erev Elohim Pleishu Huminoi. It is not for nothing that the Zazir went and lives together with the Erev, and the reason is because it's part of the min of the Erev, and therefore it's Tamei. And as we mentioned, the Chacham Machilik and Rebbe Lezer, and would be Mashmah that Chacham hold that even if something is Shachin in Matamei, that would not be considered Tamei. However, the Gemara answers, Afilu Tam Rabbanon, that really we could say that Achim is going like the Shita Rabbanon, and Shachin Vinim Makarminon, and even though the Rabbanon hold that by the fact that the Zazir lives together with the Erev, that it doesn't prove that it's Tamei. However, that is because the Zazir is not similar to the Erev. However, if there would be a bird that has the same characteristics as another bird that is Tamei, and it also lives together with that bird, then certainly it would show that it is Tamei. The way to understand the member of Achirim is Shachnim Tameim. If bird A, that we're unsure is Tamei, lives together with bird B, that we know that is Tamei, and they share the same characteristics, then certainly bird A is Tamei. Ayin Rashi Vinidma Doim Lahem B'Marisai. Now Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah on Daf Nun Tesim Aleph, and the Mishnah continued to discuss grasshoppers, and the Mishnah stated Chagovim Kol Sheish Lo Abor Reglayim Va'Abor Kefayim V'Kasulayim V'Knof of Chayfin Esrubai, that the Simoni Tyre of a grasshopper that has four walking legs as well as four wings as well as two legs for jumping, its wings cover most of its body. And Rabbi Yesi added Ushmoy Chagov, that his name has to be a Chagov and has to be part of the species of the grasshoppers. And the fourth simon was a knuff of Chayfin Esrubai. And our Gemara asked my Rubai, how do we define Roiv of the body of the grasshopper? And Amr Rabbi Yehuda Rav, and Rabbi Yehuda stated in the name of Rav, Roiv Orkoi, that this refers to most of the length of its body. However, Amri Law, and some say that Rav stated Roiv Akefai, that the Mishnah is teaching us that the wings have to cover most of the circumference of the grasshopper's body. And even if it wouldn't cover most of the length of the grasshopper's body, it would still be kosher. And the Gemara tells us, Amr Papa, that Hilkach, since we don't know exactly what the Shita of Rav was, and either he stated Rav Arkai, or he stated Rav Akefai, therefore, being in Rav Arkai, will be in Rav Akefai. So in order to be able to eat a grasshopper, the wings must be Chayfa Rav Arkai, as well as Rav Akefai. And Ayin Amiru points out, Viz Barav Mesech Zabed Zara, She'inan and Srichim Bezul, Rav Hanikar, El Barav Kol Shu Dayai, Ayin Shom. Before we continue, let us point out that the Pasuk in Pasha Shmini, in Perek Yud Al Pasuk Chafal, tells us, when the pasuk mentions the jumping legs of a grasshopper, so although certainly the Kriya is and we read the word loy as if it's spelled lamed vav, meaning that in order to be kosher must have two jumping legs. However, the actual ksiv and the actual way it's written in the Torah is lamed aleph, and it'll be mashma that doesn't have jumping legs, and even so it's kosher. And based on this pasuk, our Gemara continues and brings a brisa as Tanur Rabbanon, Ein Loy Achsha V'Asal Gadol Achazman. If there's a young grasshopper that currently doesn't have jumping legs, but eventually when it matures, it will grow jumping legs. For example, Gagoyna Zachal, that even so, even when the Zachal is young, it would still be mutter to eat the Zachal. Certainly once it matures and it develops its two jumping legs, then certainly it would be mutter to eat. And the brisa continues, that since the pasuk states Asher Loy Kraim, the ksiv is Lamed Aleph and the kri is Lamed Vav, so we learn that's as if the Torah is telling us although this grasshopper doesn't have jumping legs at this point, but eventually it will have, meaning Loy as Lamed Aleph, that right now it doesn't have these legs, but Loy with a Vav, but eventually it will have these legs, then it is Tar. Ayin Rashi Zachal Min Chagav B'Loshen Arami. This is a type of grasshopper in Lashon Arami. Ayin Tesu is bothered that how do we know that the Torah is telling us in order for a grasshopper to be kosher, it has to have jumping legs, and maybe the Torah is actually telling us that the only way that a grasshopper will be tar is only if it doesn't have jumping legs. However, Tais points out, the Ad Rabba that the Salam Abba v'Chagol Yeshlam Kutzulayim Kedetani Behedya Batzara Shavish Ben. And as we will learn a little bit later, that the Metzius is that the grasshoppers that the Torah mentions are tar certainly do have jumping legs. Therefore, it must be that one of the simani tahir of a grasshopper is that it has jumping legs. Ayin Taisis, who's Medama or Gemara to Gemara Mesechus Megillah that discusses the Bata Eri Chayma, and the pasuk states Asher Loi Chayma, and we learn out Afal Pishein Loi Achsha. Agamar continues, my Zachal, what is this grasshopper that we mentioned that is called the Zachal? And Omar Abaya Askrin, and Abaya explains that it's this grasshopper that nowadays we call the Askrin. Before we continue with the next sugya, let's begin with Akdamar, and we will mention 13 points. Number one, let us read the Psukim in Pasha Shmini that discusses Chagavim, and in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Chav, the Pasuk tells us, Kol Sheretz Ha'oyif Ha'ilachal Abba. However, Pasuk Chaval continues, Achazet Teichlu Mikol Sheretz Ha'oyif Ha'oyilich Alaba Hashaloy Kra'ayim Ma'al Raglu Nata Ben Ala Oretz. And Pasuk Chav Beis teach us, As Elim Hem Teichilu As Ha'ab Liminoi Ves Ha'salam Lumineu Ves Ha'chorga Lumineu Ves Ha'chorga Lumineu. And finally, Pasuk Chav Gimel tells us, V'chol Sheretz Ha'oyif Hashaloy Abba Raglayim Sheketz Hulochem. And we just saw that the Torah mentions four minim, and the Torah also states the word min four times. And as we saw, the Pasuk stated, as ha'arba l'minoi, and ha'salam l'mineu, and ha'chagol l'mineu, and ha'chagol l'mineu. And it's interesting that in Pashas Re'eh, the Torah repeats many dinim of Tumah and Taira, and it discusses behemoth and chayos, as well as dogim and oifos, but it doesn't repeat the dinim of the chagovim, and it doesn't mention the four chagovim, as well as l'minoi that we just mentioned. It could be that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that there would be a long period of time in our history, most of Klal Yisrael would not actually eat any chagavim. Therefore, the Torah says its dinim in Pashas Re'eh, and it doesn't mention its dinim. And number two, we already saw in the Mishnah and Daftim Tesim and Aleph that the Mishnah told us that chagavim have four simani taira, as b'chagavim kol sheyesh lo abar raglayim v'abar knafayim v'kasulayim v'knof of chayfin and srubay. Rabbi Yossi added another requirement, ushmoy chagav, and at times we will refer to this as five different simanim. Keep in mind that two of these are mefurish, and as the pasuk stated in pasuk chaf aleph, achazet teichlu mikol sheretz ha'oyif ha'oyilich al abba, and it has four legs, and then it states asher loy kra'ayim ma'al raglav l'nata ben al aretz, referring to its jumping legs. But the Torah doesn't explicitly state that there's a requirement that it has to have four wings, and that its wings have to be chayfin esrubai. As we will see, that there will be a machlekes between two brisos as to its makar. And number three, all agree that the four minim explicitly mentioned in the Torah all have all these five simanim. And number four, all agree that the Arba, which is the first of the minim that was mentioned in the Torah, is in Le Gabachas, as Rashi explains that the Arba has some hair on its head and is not bald, while the Oruch explains that it does not have a bump on its back. And in addition, the Gemara will tell us that the female Arba doesn't have a tail, which is really more like a pipe that is used in the reproduction process. Number five, all agree that as opposed to the Abba, the second of the grasshoppers mentioned by the Torah, which is the Salam, is Yesh Legabachas. Either as Rashi explains, it is bald, or as the Aruch explains, that it is a humpback. However, the Salam is similar to the Abba, as it's Ein Leizonov as well. Number six, in regard to the third of the grasshoppers that is mentioned by the Torah, which is the Chagol, so that is different than the Abba, as number one is bald, and number two, the female is Yesh Leizonov, and even though it's similar to the Salam, as both of them are bald. However, the Chagol is also different than the Salam, as the Salam is Ein Leizonov, while the Chagol is Yesh Leizonov. Number seven, the fourth min that the Torah mentions is the Chagov, and there really is no new characteristic that we find by the Chagov that we didn't find by any of the three previous minim. Number eight, not only is there a species called the Chagov, but the word Chagov is also a general term that refers to many different species of grasshoppers, and for example, the Gemara will teach us that crickets are not considered a part of the Chagav order and not called Chagavim, and this is actually scientifically proven. We know that there are 11,000 known species of grasshoppers and 900 known species of crickets in the world. Number nine, the four chagavim that the Torah mentions all have wide and short heads, while there are other grasshoppers that have elongated heads, and as the Gemara will state, that a Risha Aruch, number 10, as we'll see, and Taisa points out, although the four simonim Torah that the Mishnah mentions are very important simonim, however, the simonim and the features of Einle or Yeshle Gabachas, or Einle or Yeshle Zanov, or Risha Aruch, or Ein Risha Aruch, are not very important simonim, and the least important simon is Ein Risha Aruch, as Taisa at the top of Daf Samach Bay states regarding the simon of Ein Risha Aruch, that Svarahu Lerbuye Simon de Guru Mekulu Ayin Sham. Some explain that the difference between these characteristics and the characteristics listed on our Mishnah, that all the characteristics and the simonim listed on Mishnah all are connected with the ability of the grasshopper to jump, while these other characteristics have nothing to do with the ability of the grasshopper to jump. Number 11, our Gemara will bring two brisos, one which is from Teres Kainim, which the Gemara will refer to as Tan de Beirav, as this was the main brisos that was learned in the yeshivas, and as Rashi and Daf Samach Vavim now states, Mikri Safra de Beirav, Lefi Shehaya Shogav Beis HaMedrash Befi Kulam, as opposed to the other brisos that the Gemara will bring, and refer to as the Tan de Beirav Shmol, as this set of brisos was specifically learned by the Talmidim of Rabbi Shmol, and as Rashi states, Lo Yosef Shkura Ela Befi Talmidav. Number 12, ultimately, on Daf Samach Vavim Aleph, the Gemara will explain that the Tan de Beirav understood that the Pesukim in Pasha Shmini are set up as a klal uprat, as the pasuk states, "Achazet teichlu mikol sheretz oif ayudu chalaba asher loy kraim al raglo v'natam ben al aretz." This would seem to include any type of grasshoppers that match this description. And then pasuk of aleph mentions many pratim, as the pasuk is mashma that the only chagovim that one could actually eat is as a abu l'minoi, as a salam l'mineu, and the chag l'mineu, and the chag l'mineu. The Tanan's Bei Rav learns not only are these grasshoppers that are specified considered a prat, and Arben, Salem, Chagal, and Chagav are considered pratim, but even the four times that the Torah mentions the word min, either states Laminai or Lamineu, that those are also considered pratim, and we know that the general rule is that in Bechal, El Masher, a prat, and as we will explain when we learn our Gemara, however, the Tanan Rebbe Shmuel understands that these psukim are actually set up as a klal, a prat, a klal. The Tanan Rebbe Shmuel agrees to the Tanan Rebbe Rav when the pasuk states, "Achazet teichlu mikol sheretz hayif ayiluch al haba shelo kraim ma'al raglo natu ben ha'oretz," that is a klal. And then when the pasuk states, "As ha'arben ha'solom and chagel and chagov," that there was a pratim. However, when the pasuk uses the term l'minoi or l'mineu, that is another klal. And therefore, we have a klal and prat a klal. And therefore, we would be ma'aba anything that is ke'ina prat. And let's keep in mind that Rashi points out that the only actual nafkamina between the two brisos is if someone would be able to eat a grasshopper if it has all five simonim, but also has an elongated head, and as we'll see, that the feed of Tanan Rav, one could not eat it, while the feed of Brisa of Tanan Rav, one can eat such a grasshopper. And finally, number 13, there's a machlekes of Masechtas Erevin as to how to view a cloud of prat or klal, and one mandama holds that the first cloud is the ikar, and is like we have a cloud of prat, where the din is ein b'chlal el masher prat. Then the second cloud adds on to this group, but is to be used sparingly. It wouldn't necessarily include everything that is similar to the prat, while the other mandama holds that the second klal is the ikar, and we look at it as if it's a prat or klal, therefore it is much more inclusive, as Rashi will explain on Daf Samach Yemei Beis, and as we will see, ultimately, this is the shita of the Tanan Rebbe Rishmol. Based on this akdama, let us begin with our Gemara, as Tanan Rabbanan that we learned in Teres Kainim, which the Gemara will later on refer to as Tanan Rebbe Rav, and the Braisa will first translate all of the Hebrew words that mention the Torah, and translate them B'loshan Arami, and tell us what these four items are B'loshan Arami. And the pasuk states, as Elam Hem Techelu Es Ha'abar, the first of the grasshoppers that the Torah mentions as Tar is the Abar. The Braisa tells us, Abar Zegoyvoy, and the Braisa continues, Salom Zerashoin, Chagol Zenipol, finally Chagov Zegadyon. The Braisa continues, Matam Loima Leminoi Lemineu 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 Abar Pamim, that why does the Torah mention the word Leminoi or Lemineu four times? The Braisa teaches us that this word is also a prat, and it's coming to teach us that not only are these grasshoppers going to be mutter, but any grasshopper that is the same species as the Abba Solom, the Chagol, and the Chagov will also be mutter. The Braisa brings examples as the Havit Tziporis Krumim, is when the Torah states as the Abba Leminoi, that's coming to include the Tziporis Krumim, as that is similar to the Abur, as both of them are Inle Gabachas, and both of them are not bald, and both of them are also Inle Zonov, and both of the females do not have this pipe or this tail, when the Torah states as a solemn lumineu, so that comes to include Yechonah Yushalaimis, as both of them have the same characteristics, as they are both Yeshle Gabachas, and they are both Inle Zonov, when the Pasuk taught us as a Chagol Lumineu, so that is coming to include Hatsuvya, and both of them are Yeshle Gabachas, and both of them are Yeshle Zonov. Finally, when the Pasuk states as a Chagol Lumineu, that comes to include Hazavnis, as the Chagov and the Zavnis look similar, have similar appearance, and clearly based on Rashi on Samachin and Beis, Bryce doesn't mean that these would be the only ones that would be included, and the Bryce is just giving examples, and the Bryce is teaching us that any grasshopper that has the four Simoni Taira and also is similar to one of these grasshoppers, so they would also be tar. This is learned from the word Luminoi that states by the Abba, as well as the words Lumineu that states by the Abba, the Solomon and Chagol and Chagov. I in the middle of Rashi Diba Maskla Tzad HaShavish Ben, which begins on the last of the narrow lines on Daf Samach Chayim Beis, where Rashi states Ubein Haytana L'Tana D'Leel Lekala Hachdrasha the High Mabu Resha Aruch V'Tana D'Breisa D'Leel Lesle, that there is no difference between the Tana D'Vei Rishbal and our Tana, which is the Tana D'Vei Rav. Even the Tana D'Vei Rav agrees that all of these grasshoppers would be included, and the only Nafkah Minu would be if a grasshopper that has a Resha Aruch would be Tar, or would it be Tameh, as we explained in the Akdama. The Gemara now continues, the Beir Rabbi Shmuel Tana, however in the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they learned a different Braisa, as we've already mentioned in the Akdama, that they understood this Pasuk based on a Klal Prata Klal, and Elu Klali Klalis for Elu Prati Pratis. The Tana Beir Rabbi Shmuel learns Yizinim based on Klalim as well as Pratim that are stated in this Pasuk. As Rashi points out, that according to the Tana Beir Rabbi Shmuel, when the Pasuk states the word Luminai or Lumineu, they are not Pratim, Kida Amrit, Loi Marbi Elamina de Cholchad, and instead they are Klalin Anu, V'yesh Kan Klali Klalis, Prati Pratis, and therefore in these Psukim, we have multiple Klalis as well as multiple Pratis. Certainly Rabbi Shmuel agrees that Pasuk of Aleph is a Klal. Certainly he agrees that when Pasuk of Beis states the Abo and the Solom and the Chagol and the Chagov, that certainly those are Pratim. However, when the Torah states the words Lumina and Lumineu, those are not Pratim, and instead they're additional Klalim. And as the Gemara will point out, that even though we will need the Klal of Prat of Klal, B'negei the Abba, as well as B'negei the Chagol, however, the Gemara will point out that really the Torah did not have to write as a Salam Lumineu, and the Torah also did not have to write as a Chag of Lumineu at all. Therefore, those two Pratim, as well as that two Klalim, are extra. The Tanu Beir Shmuel will use them for other drashas, and as Rashi states, Klaima Klalis Habon Acha Klalis Shalei L'Tzerich for Asa L'Drasha, who Pratim Habon Shalei L'Tzerich Acha Pratis, and it will come on Mefarash Luvazal, the Salam Chagov, Hina Pratish Lehutsuchu, Lumineu Aksuvi Moim, Hima Klolish Lehutsuchu. Once again, in the Tandre Bishmal, they bring down the translation of the four different grasshoppers that are mentioned in the Torah. As the Bryce continues, Abra Zegovoi, which is the same grasshopper that was mentioned in the Tandre Rav, and then when the Torah states Luminoi, so that is another Klal that teaches us Lahavi Tsiperius Kramim, that we should also include the Tsiperius Kramim, which is once again the same grasshopper that was mentioned by the Tandre Rav. However, the Tandre Rishmal is learning this based on the Klal of Prat HaKlal. Certainly, not only does it include the Tsiperius Kramim, but it would also include any other grasshopper that is similar to the Abur and is Einle Gabachas, and also it doesn't have a tail. And we continue on Daf Samach Chayim Beis, and Ayin Rashi at the top of the Amid, Tsiperius Kramim min Abur, Shel Shneim Ein Gabachas, and the Braisa continues, Einle if the Torah would only state that Sa'arba Liminoi, based on the Klal Prado Klal, we would only be able to learn that any grasshopper that has all four Simonim, and it's also in Le Gabachas, that it is Tar, but above Yesh Le Gabachas Minayin, but how would we know that if there are grasshoppers that have all four Simonim, but they are also bald, that they would be Tar, and Talmud Loimus Salam, therefore the Torah specifies that the Salam, which is a grasshopper that's Yesh Le Gabachas, is also Tar, Zenipol. This is the Nipol B'loshen Arami. When the Torah states Lumineu, which is another Klal, Lahavi Yaseh Ushkov, that this teaches us that the grasshopper called the Ushkov and any other grasshopper that is similar to the Salam, as it is bald and Yeshle Gabachas, and also doesn't have a tail, that they would also be Tar, and as Rashi states, Tamaloy Misalam, Zenipol, Vizel Yeshle Ishka Bachas, Vechshira Kosov, Vahad Kosov Limneul, Lias Klal, Velidin Mashar Loi Kurayim, Bechlal Prada Klal, or maybe Bechina Pradas Ademoloi, the Haina Ushkov. Rashi points out that even though in the Tundre Rav they brought that the grasshopper is similar to the Salam, is the Yoichin Yushlaim is, however, Zok Rashi, who had in the Yoichin Yushlaim is, and certainly the Tundre Rav Shmol is not being chilk on this point with the Tundre Rav, and they would agree that the Yoichin Yushlaim is also Torah based on the Klal or Prado Klal, and the Chodim Inayu Nokat, the Yeshle Gabachas, and the Brisa just brought one example. And the Brisa now continues that although the Torah already mentioned this Abba Luminoi, and it also mentioned this Salam Lumineu, however, we would still only know that if you find a grasshopper that has all four simonim, and either is Yeshle Gabachas or Inle Gabachas, and it's Inle Zonov, that would be Torah, but we would still not know that if there would be a grasshopper that is Yeshle Zonov, that it would also be tar, and that's why the Torah also has to tell us as a chagol aminayu, as the chagol is yeshle gabachas and it's yeshle zonov and it's still tar. And as the Brisa continues, that based on the Torah mentioning the Abba and the Salam, so ainli al habav, ainli gabachas, so we would still only know that if there's a grasshopper that has all four simonim and also doesn't have gabachas like the Abba or habav yeshle gabachas, or if it has all four simonim and it's bald like the Salam, that it would be tar. In addition, we also know that if there's a grasshopper that either is in le gabachas or yesh le gabachas, but it doesn't have a tail, that it would also be tar, since both the Abba as well as the Salam doesn't have a tail. However, the Brisa now is habav yesh le zon of minayin. How do we know that if there's a grasshopper that has all four simonim and also has a zon of, that grasshopper would also be tar, tabaloy mechagol, and therefore the Torah also mentions the chagol, and the Brisa brings its definition b'lashon Rami as zeh rashoin, and l'maisa the pasuk then continues and states as a chagol lumineu, and therefore we have a klal or prado klal, and since the Torah states lumineu, so l'havi is a kasafes v'se shachlonis, so the pasuk is teaching us that not only is the chagol going to be tar, but any other grasshopper that is similar in characteristics to the chagol and it has all four simonim and it's yesh le'zonov, then that would also be tar. And the Brisa brought two examples, and the examples are the kasafes and the shachlonis. Once again, Rashi points out that even though on Amud Aleph in the Brisa of the Tundre Rav, Brisa learns from the word lumineu that states by the chagol that it's coming to include that suvya, and Rashi points out that yet again our Brisa is not being chilek on the Brisa of the Teres Kainim, and certainly that suvya is also included, and our Brisa is just bringing other examples. Rinami hihi, and then he states that possibly either the kasafes or the shachlonis is actually the same as that suvya, and my karle hachi or my hachi. And in reality, based on our Brisa, so the Brisa is really telling us that the only things that are really ma'akev in the kashrus of a chagav and in the kashrus of grasshoppers are only the four simonim that are mentioned in our Mishnah. However, the fact that some grasshoppers are yesh le gabachas or are in le gabachas or are yesh le zonov or in le zonov, aloi ma'ilev le ma'irid, all that we need in order for a grasshopper to be tar is only the four simonim of our Mishnah. And as Rashi states in Dibur Mascha Habav, yesh le zonov minayin, she'en etzorch lachzer, ela acha abos ha-simonim, and all one has to see is that a grasshopper has these four simonim. Before we continue, let us point out that in the Tanzvei Rav, when we gave a definition of the Salam, we stated Zereshoin. When giving a definition of the Chagol, we stated Zenipol. The Tanzvei Rishma reverses this, and regarding the Salam, it explains Zenipol. The definition in Lashon Arami of the Chagol is the Roshoin. The Gemara will ask this question a bit later. The Brisa now continues that now that the Torah taught us three Klal Prada Klal, and the Torah states as a Arba Luminoi, as a Salam Lumineu, and as a Chagol Lumineu, so certainly we know that any grasshopper that is similar to the Abba, the Salam, and the Chagol would be Tar, as long as it has four simonim. It doesn't make a difference if it's Yesh Legabachas or In Legabachas, or if Yesh Lezonov or In Lezonov. And as the Brisa states, Ve'in Le'el Habo Ve'in Legabachas, Habo Ve'yesh Legabachas, Habo Ve'in Lezonov, as well as Habo Ve'yesh Lezonov. In addition, since the Abba, the Salam, and the Chagol share a characteristic as their heads are not elongated, so we also know if we find a grasshopper that has all four simonim and its head is not elongated, then certainly it would be tar. However, the Brisa now wants to know habav reish arach minayin, that how would we know that if you find a grasshopper that has all four simonim but its head is elongated, that how do we know that that would also be tar? Gemara, the Braisa will now continue and seem to bring a Mamatzinu that doesn't make a lot of sense, and the Gemara will explain this in a moment. The Braisa tells us that we will learn a Binyan Av from the Abba, the Salam, and the Chagol, as we've already explained, that Loi Ri'i Abba Kuri Chagol, the Loi Ri'i Chagol Kuri Abba, that the Abba is not similar to the Chagol, and the Chagol is not similar to the Abba, as the Abba is in Gabachas and in Zonov, while the Chagol is Yesh Gabachas and Yesh Zonov, the Loi Ri'i Shneim Kuri Salam, the Loi Ri'i Salam Kuri Shneim, the Salam is not like the Abba, and as the Gemara previously stated, that the Salam is Yesh Gabachas, whereas the Abba is in Gabachas, and the Salam is also not like the Chagol, as the Salam is in Zonov, whereas the Chagol is Yesh Zonov, and therefore we see that these characteristics are not the reason why these grasshoppers are tar. That's Sada Shavish Ben, Sheesh Le Abba Raglaim, Vabba Kafayim, Vakasalayim, Uknaf of Choyfin and Srubai, and the four characteristics that are similar between the Abba, the Salam, and the Chagol, that all of them have the four Simonim, they all have four legs, and they all have four wings, as well as Kasulayim and Knuff of Choyfin and Srubai, and therefore we learn out, Av Kol Sheesh Le Abba Raglaim, Vabba Kafayim, Vakasalayim, Uknaf of Choyfin and Srubai, and therefore any grasshopper that shares these characteristics would also be tar, even if it's Rosh Aruch and its head is elongated. The Maisa, this Tzad HaShava doesn't seem to make sense. Based on the Tzad HaShava itself, we should also learn that since the Abba, the Salam, and the Chagol share the characteristics that's in Rosh Aruch, possibly the only way that any grasshopper would be tar is if it also is in Rosh Aruch. And the Gemara will discuss this point. And as Rashi points out on the first of the medium lines, V'lekamei Parach, Ma'la Tzad HaShava Shben, Shkein in Rosh Aruch, Ayin Shom. The Braisa now continues and makes an additional point. One may have thought that since the tzatzar, which we will define as the cricket, has all of these four simonim and has abor aglayim, abor knafayim, as well as kasulayim and knaf of choyfin and srubai, so maybe it would also be mutar. However, the Braisa teaches us that really the Torah did not have to teach us as a chog of lumineu. Therefore, we understand that when the Torah mentions a chagav, is not referring to the actual species called the chagav. Instead, it's discussing the general term of a chagav, which refers to all grasshoppers. And although the Abba, the Solomon, and Chagol, their minim are all considered chagavim, however, since a cricket is not called a chagav, is not part of the broader chagav family, and therefore the tzatzar is tamei and cannot be eaten, as Rashi states, tzatzar min chagav tamei and tamalei min chagav lo yitzrich. Since the Torah already told us as a Abba Leminoi and as a Solom Lemineu and a Chagol Lemineu, and we really learned the Mamatzinu that in order for a grasshopper to be tar, it only has to have the four simanim mentioned on Mishnah. And therefore, the Torah did not have to state as a Chagol Lemineu, as Rashi states, "Da Yisrabu Kol Shavim Hu Ba'Bas Simanim." Therefore, we learned that the only grasshoppers that can be eaten are only those grasshoppers that are called a Chagov, and as Rashi states, "Shemay Chagov B'Chol Armur Lemayla Shemom Chagovim." All the species of grasshoppers that we previously mentioned, the Abba Leminoi and the Salam and Chagol Lemineu, are all called Chagol. This is the exact point Rabbi Yossi mentioned in the Mishnah, and as we saw in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Omer, that aside for the other four simonim, grasshopper has to be called a Chagov, and as Rabbi Yossi stated, Ushmei Chagov. Braisa continues, Ishmei Chagov, that if we just learned that there's a requirement for a grasshopper to be called a Chagov, so maybe the Torah is telling us that the only requirement is that it has to be called a Chagav, but there is no requirement for four simanim, and as the Gemara states, Yachol ein b'kol simanim alalu, that maybe it would still be tar, even if it doesn't have the other four simanim. And as Rashi points out, that certainly the Gemara will ask that since we already learned from the Abba and the Salam and the Chagol that there's a requirement for a four simanim, how would we have a Havmin at this point that there would not be a requirement for all four simanim, and all that would be required is that the grasshopper is called a Chagav? However, the Braisa explains, Talmud Leim Lemineu, that since the Pasuk states Vesachog of Lemineu, and not only is the word Chog of extra, but the word Lemineu is also extra, so therefore we learn Ad Shehei B'Kol Simanim Alalu, that the Pasuk is telling us that even if a grasshopper is called a Chog of, there's still a requirement that it has to have all four Simanim. And Ayin Rashi explains that this is what the Tanvei Rishmo meant when it started off and stated Ilu Kloli Klolis for Ilu Prati Pratis, as the word Chog of is an extra Prat, and the word Lemineu is an extra cloud. Chazal, as the Gemara will explain in a moment, that the word Salom is also an extra prat, and the word Lemineu that the Torah states, Vesa Salom Lemineu, is also an extra klal. The Gemara has now finished quoting the Braisa, and the Gemara will now continue and explain the Braisa, and the Gemara will bring a question from Rabbi Choy, and the Lashon of the Gemara will be Parach Rabbi Choy, which is not a general Lashon that we find in the Gemara, and Ayin Taisis of Mesechtes Ksubis on Daf Beis and Beis, where he brings down from the Rashbam, when the Gemara mentions Rabbi Choy, it actually refers to Rabbi Choy Goin, who lived at the end of the period of the Amorayim, and that's why the Gemara uses the Lashon of Parach Rabbi Choy, and Taisis argues and he states, Loikam Moshe Pirish Rashbam, the Hain Rabbi Choy Goin, Shasta Shiltois, and the Hoya Besav Kol Amorayim, Vilkach Mishan Lashon of Bechol Ashas, as Parach Rabbi Choy, and Pashat Rabbi Choy, Shurikan Rab Ashi, Oinal Dvarov, as we see the Rabbi Ashi actually responds to his words, and therefore it seems that he was in Amorayim, he wasn't one of the Goinim, Elohim Rabbein Otam, Shu Amorayim, Vilkol Amorayim, Hoya Taifus Lashonai, and every Amorayim had their specific language, Kamoy Megadit Baravo, Toy Barabichron, and Layat Allah Abaya. Our Gemara continues, Parach Rabbi Choy, the Rabbi Choy is bothered, how could the Brice have stated that based on the Mamatzinu from the Abba Solomon Chagol, we learn out that the tire of a grasshopper is only dependent on the four simonim, and even if it would be Reisha Aruch, it would still be Tar. Lemaisa Malahanach Shekein Ein Reisha Aruch, the Lemaisa by all three of these minim, they all are Ein Reisha Aruch, and therefore we should actually learn that in order for a grasshopper to be Tar, there has to be five simonim, and it must have Dal Raglayim, Abba Knafayim, Kasulayim, Knafav Chayfinis Rubai, and also must be Ein Reisha Aruch, and its head cannot be elongated. Gemara tries to respond to the question of Rabbi Choy, as v'chi teima kivin shavu ba'abo simonim ma'isinim v'loi pachinon, possibly the Tanad Rabbi Shmuel holds like the Manda Oma Mesechtes Irvin. Once we have a klal or prat klal, we look at the last klal as the main part of the klal, and therefore we dash in it much more liberally. Therefore we would explain, since the Torah teaches us that any grasshopper that is similar to the Abba of Solomon Chagol is tar, so it may be that we only require, in order for a grasshopper to be tar, it only has to be similar to the Abba Solomon Chagol, Benegei the four simonim in the Mishnah, which, as we explained that Dhamma, are the Ikka characteristics of the Abba Solomon Chagol, and the characteristic of Ein Reisha Aruch, the Simon Gerua, even though we have a Mametzinu, would not be a required Simon in order to make a grasshopper tar. However, the Gemara continues and explains that it can't be, that it is the Shita of Tanja Rishmal, as the Hachi Chagol Named Shavalu Lichta V'Tesei Me'abba V'Salam. Once the Torah already teaches us that the Arba and the Salam Atar, they share the four main characteristics that we listed in the Mishnah. And if so, just by the Torah stating it's a Arba Lemina and that's a Salam Lemineu, we should already have a Mametzinu in order to teach us that the only requirement for a grasshopper to be tar is only these four simonim and nothing else. As any other characteristics are weak characteristics, should be loymail of loymurid, and there will be no reason for the Torah to have stated as a Chagol Lemineu. And by the fact that the Tanav Shmuel stated that the Torah had to state as a Chagol Lemineu in order to teach us that it doesn't make a difference if a grasshopper has a zonav or doesn't have a zonav, as long as it has four simonim, it would be tar. So it must be that the Braisa felt that if the Torah would have just stated as a Abba Leminai and as a Salam Lemineu, we would not be able to learn a Mametzinu as Ikla Mifrach Ma'alahanach Shekein Einlan Zonav, as we would not necessarily have known that a Chagol is going to be tar, as we would say that potentially the Abba and Salam are tar, since they share the characteristics that are Einlan Zonav. However, since the Chagol has a Zonav, so possibly it would not be tar, and that's why the Torah had to state as a Chagol Lemineu. Therefore, Rabbi Choy's question was that Hachinami Ikla Mifrach Ma'alahanach Shekein Ein Reishon Aruch, that even if we have the Mametzinu from the Abba Solomon Chagol, you should still say that there's a requirement for five simonim, as the Abba Solomon Chagol are all in Reisha Aruch, and their heads are not elongated. One may still think that if there would be a grasshopper, it has all four simonim of our Mishnah, whether its head is elongated, possibly that grasshopper would be Tameh, because it is questioned. So El Am Rabbi Choy, so Rabbi Choy now explains the Braisa a bit differently. He explains that in reality, the actual Mametzinu of the Braisa is really not from the three minim of the Abba Solomon Chagol, and the Tzadah Shava is from the two minim of the Abba and Chagol. Even if the Torah would have just stated it's a Abba Lemina v'es a Chagol Lemineu, we would already be able to learn a Mametzinu, as is a Tzadah Shava between the Abba Rabban Chagol. Both of them share all four characteristics of the Simanim of our Mishnah. Therefore, we would already be able to learn that just like the Rabban Chagol have these four Simanim and are tar, so any other grasshopper that has all these four Simanim would also be tar, and really the tar did not even have to state as a Salam Lumineu, and as Rabbi Chai states, Salam Yaseirihu, when the tar mentions the Salam, that is actually extra, and as we just explained, that Lichter Rachmana Salam, the Tase Ma'abon Mechagol, and we'll be able to learn the four Simanim directly from the Abon Mechagol, my Pachas, my La'abra, the Inla Gabachas. If you will ask that based on learning from the Abra, one may think that the Salam would not be tar, as the Salam is bald, and the Abra is Inla Gabachas. However, that would not be a Picha, as a Rechagol, the Ishla Gabachas, as Lemaisa, we see that the Torah states that the Chagol is tar, even though it is bald, therefore the Salam would also be tar. If you will ask, Ma'al Chagol, the Ishla Zanov, possibly the Torah states that the Chagol is tar, because it's Yeshle Zanov, but since the Salam is Einle Zanov, so maybe it would not be tar, but certainly that's not a question, as a Abba the Einle Zanov, as we know the Abba also doesn't have a tail, and is still tar, even just from the Abba and from the Chagol, we see that the fact that a grasshopper is Yeshle Gabachas or Einle Gabachas, or it's Yeshle Zanov or Einle Zanov, Aloy Maile V'loy Moirid, and as long as a grasshopper has the four Simanim that are listed on Mishnah, so it would be tar, and therefore we would know that a Salam is tar, therefore Salam de Kasra Rachman Alamli, so why did the Torah have to state that's a Salam Lumineu? Therefore, based on the Klal of Im Eidu Inu Lugufa Tnei Inu L'Reisha Aruch, we learn by the Torah telling us the extra word Salam, the Torah is coming to teach us that even though the Abba, the Salam and Chagol are all in Reisha Aruch, however that Simon would be Loi Mayil V'Loi Mayred, and as long as a grasshopper has the four Simanim of our Mishnah, which are similar to the Abba, the Salam and Chagol, that even if its head is elongated, which is not like the Abba Salam and Chagol, this grasshopper would still be tar. And as Rashi states at the bottom of Amid, Tneu Inyan Zumi Dibetaria, Dova Sheina Inyan Legufai, Tneu Inyan Ledova Acher. Keep in mind that previously the Gemara stated that since the word Chagol was extra, therefore we learned that the only way that a grasshopper would be tar is only if it's called a Chagol. And Ayin Tesis and Daf Samachayim and Aleph and Dibur Maschel Rebbe, Tesis bothered that why would we need a limud of Chagol in order to teach us this halacha? L'maisa, we learned the dinim of the simanim from the mamitzinu, from the Abba, Salam, and Chagol, and all of those share the characteristics that they are called a Chagol. Therefore, in order for any grasshopper to be tar, it must be called a Chagol. However, Tesis points out that based on the Maskanas HaGemara, where the Gemara just stated that the word Salam is extra, and therefore we actually learn that grasshoppers could even be kosher, even if they're not mamish similar to the Abba, Salam, and Chagol, and even if their heads are elongated, so one may think that even if they would not call the Chagav, that it would also be kosher. Therefore, the Torah had to state the extra word Chagav in order to teach us that the only way that a grasshopper is tar is only if it has the four simanim that we mentioned on Mishnah, and is also called a Chagav, as Rabbi Yossi stated on Mishnah. And also, Ayin and Mepharshim will point out that the way that Rabbi Chai is explaining the Braisa doesn't seem to work out with the Lashon HaBraisa, as the Braisa stated that we learn a binyan av mishloshtan, and it's mashma that the mamatzinu is from Arba Salam and Chagol, not like Rabbi Chai just stated that the mamatzinu and Tzad HaShava is only from the Abba and Chagol and not from the Salam and Ayin and Mepharshim. Finally, before we continue, since we mentioned the Machlekes and Masechtas Irvin as to how to learn a klal or prat or klal, so let us see Rashi and Dibur Maskel v'chitema, and Rashi states v'chitema disvirle the kivin adamle b'miksas mabinle b'chayina prat ki the pligi tanoi ba'alma b'chol klal or prat or klal the ikalim and the omar klal or kamadafka v'havle klal or prat, and therefore generally a klal or prat or klal is initially looked at as a klal and prat v'im b'chlal masher prat v'hani klal or brasser shu moisiv al prat midi damle l'prat b'chol tzadin, then by having an extra klal, so that adds on to the klal or prat, but it only adds on in a limited way and not an expansive way. And Rashi continues v'ikalamanda omar basra dafka, that the second klal is the ikar. We initially look at this as if it's a prat and klal, and as Rashi states v'havle klal moisiv al prat v'srabu kol mili, and we'd be marba everything, and then v'hani klal kama l'mehevi b'klal or prat l'me'uti miti d'loy domile l'gamri al mili domile b'miksas l'loy matzil mute da basra dafka. Initially, the Gemara wanted to say that the Tanjvei Shmuel holds like the second man to Omar and holds that the second klal is the ikur. However, the Gemara ultimately came out that the Tanu Rabbi Shmuel must hold that the first klal is the ikur, like the first man to Omar. And let us continue on Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph. And the Gemara now discusses the difference between the Tanu Rabbi Rav, meaning the brisa of the Teres Kainim, that was the first brisa that we saw on the bottom of Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, the Tanu Rabbi Rav Shmuel. And as the Gemara states, Michael Mifkli Tanu Rabbi Rav, Tanu Rabbi Rav Shmuel, then in what case is the machlekes between the Tanu Rabbi Rav and the Tanu Rabbi Rav Shmuel? And the Gemara explains, Bereishi Orcha Mifkli, their machlekes is only in one scenario, and the question is if there would be a grasshopper that has all four simanim of the Mishnah, however its head is elongated, and therefore it's not like the Abba Salman Chagol, that their heads are in Reishi Orach, as we will see that since the Tanu Rabbi Rav learned everything based on a klal of prat, the only grasshoppers that are kosher are only those grasshoppers that are exactly similar to the Abba Salam Chagol and Chagov, since none of these grasshoppers are Reishi Orach. Therefore, even if someone finds a grasshopper that has all four simanim of our Mishnah, but its head is elongated, so it wouldn't be tar. However, as we saw, that according to the Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, the word Salam was extra, and therefore we learned in Inyan Lagufay, Tanei Inyan Reishi Orach, even though this grasshopper that's head is elongated is not similar to the Abba Salam and Chagol. However, since it has all four simanim that are mentioned in Mishnah, which are the Ikka simanim that are shared by the Abba Salam and Chagol, therefore this grasshopper would be tar and would be kosher. As our Gemara now explains, Tandri Rav Sava, when Pasuk Chafal states, Achaz Teichlu Mikol Asher Tzoyif Ahichach Abba Shaloi Kraim Imal Raglu Unat Ben Al Oretz, that is a klal when the Teria states Abba Salam Chagol and Chagov, and when it states Lemineu as well, those are all pratim and klal of prat, in b'chlal alam asher prat. The Torah teaches us demine in the lab demine loy, that the only grasshoppers that would be tar are only the Abba, the Salam, the Chagol, and the Chagov, and any other grasshoppers that share their exact specifications and their exact simanim. Since none of these are Reisha Oruch, therefore a grasshopper that has an elongated head would not be kosher, would be tamei, and as the Gemara states, the only grasshoppers that would be tar are only those grasshoppers that have these four simanim that I mentioned in the Mishnah. They are also Reisha Oruch. The Gemara continues that Tanu Rabbi Shmuel Savar, and the Tanu Rabbi Shmuel agrees with the Tanu Rabbi Rav, when Pasuk Chafal states, Asher Lo Kra'ayim, that is a klal. He also agrees that when the Pasuk mentions Abba Salam, Chagol and Chagov, that all those are prat, and all those are pratim, however, whereas the Tanu Rabbi Rav held, that when the Torah stated Lemina, and when the Torah stated Lemineu, those are also pratim, however, the Tanu Rabbi Shmuel holds, that when the Torah uses the term Lemina, and the Torah uses the term Lemineu three times, those are not pratim, and instead they're klalim, and chazav klal, therefore we have a klal or prat a klal, and yatadon elokein prat. Therefore, ultimately, based on the cheshbon of the previous Gemara, and based on the way Rabbi Choy explained the Braisa, we ultimately only needed the klal or prat a klal that the Torah mentions by the Abba and the Chagol, when the Torah stated as a salam lumineu, and the Torah stated as a chagav lumineu, those are all extra. Therefore, we were able to learn, as long as a grasshopper has all four simanim that we mentioned on Mishnah, that the grasshopper would be tar. There is no requirement that a grasshopper must have an elongated head. Based on the gears of our Gemara, any grasshopper has to be similar to other grasshoppers based on one side, and only has to have the four simanim that I mentioned in the Mishnah. Based on Rashi, it's mashma that he was not gurus called the domile b'chadzad, and instead he was only gurus called the domile ayin sham. The Gemara now continues with one more cleanup point, as the Gemara is bothered how could the Tanu Rabbi Rav Shmuel use these psukim as a klal or prat or klal, v'holoi domi klal kamal klal basra, if the first klal that is mentioned in the pasuk is not similar to the second klal. And as the Gemara explains, that klal kamal shaloi kraima machmana, the isle achol, the lesle leisechol, the initial klal that we find in pasuk chaf aleph, the extremely broad klal, and it teaches us that as long as there's a grasshopper that has four legs and it has jumping legs, then you could eat that grasshopper and it is tar, and if it doesn't have these simanim, then it will be tamei. However, klal basra ad shavu ba'abo simanim, based on the second klal, which is the words leminoi and lemineu, as we've already learned that based on a mamatzinu and a tzad shavu from the Abba and the Salam, so we learned that the only way way that a grasshopper would be kosher is only if it's similar to them in these four simonim. This klal is a more restricted klal than the initial klal. Based on the initial klal, long as a grasshopper has two simonim, it would be kosher. And based on the second klal, the only way that a grasshopper would be kosher is only if it has all four simonim. How could we use two different types of klalim in order to learn a klal of prato klal? However, the Gemara teaches us that inachinami tan virishma beklali pratikai gavna doin. One of the chidushim of the tanat virishma of asugya is that even when you have a first and second klal that are not exactly the same, that you could still use them for a klal prato klal. The Gemara now tells us udarmina nami baalma the don tanat virishma beklali pratikai gavna. When the Gemara mentions in multiple places, and for example in Baba Kama on Daf Samach Dalid, and in Mesechta Zvachim on Daf Dalid on Daf Ches, and in Mesechta Skrisis on Daf Chaf Aleph, that the Gemara is going according to the Tanurei Shmol that learns Klali Aprote even when the two Klalim are not the same. Makar for this concept is actually Mehocha, is from our Sugya, and as Rashi states, Mehocha Shaminale, Dhaka Chazinan, the Darshlu, as we see in our Sugya, that he dashed in the Klal Prada Klal in this manner, and we will stop over here.